Started discussing yesterday some halachas with regard to goralos, casting lots to randomly come upon a decision or a course of direction based on the goral that was utilized, albeit in this case with the Urim and Tumim, to determine the division of Eretz Yisrael. And we mentioned that one of the questions raised in this context is that on the one hand, we find that the Torah speaks of goralos not just with regard to chalukas haaretz, but also with regard to the sar la'ashem, sar la'azazel. We mentioned other examples from Rashi and Parshas Bamidbar, Rashi and Parshas Ba'aloscha, whereas at the same time, in Yeradeh, Simen Kufayin Tes, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that ein shoalim bigoralos, because as Rama points out, the pasuk speaks of tamim tia im Hashem alakacha. So how does one draw the line between that which is forbidden, that which is permissible, in terms of use of a goral to determine a course of action? We mentioned a fascinating chiddush from the Tiferes Lemoshe side in Pesachei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch Yeradeh with regard to the halacha that if non-Jews demand that a group of Jews hand over one of them, one of themselves, one Jew be handed over to be killed, or else the goyim will kill all the Jews. You're not allowed to hand over even one Jew to spare the others. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this remarkable chiddush of the Tiferes Lemoshe, that, well, that's if you're choosing who to hand over, but if you cast a goral, which is entirely random, and that goral is what determines who is to be handed over, well, that should be okay. Which is a remarkable chiddush, and he says, after all, that's what happened with Yonah HaNavi, that he was selected by the sailors by way of a goral to be cast overboard. So, as we ourselves intuited yesterday, there's a clear distinction between the case of Yonah and the Shiloh we just mentioned. I found today that the Rav Vaji Yosef in his Tshuvas Rabbi Omer Chelek Vav also cites this. Tiferes Lemoshe rejects it out of hand. He says, what kind of comparison is that? What kind of proof is that? In the case of Yonah, first of all, it was only to determine who was perhaps the cause of the stormy seas. But Yonah himself then explained and conceded and admitted that he's being found guilty for trying to evade his divine mission. He wasn't cast overboard because of a goral alone. It was his own admission that ultimately resulted in him being cast overboard. So Rav Vaji rejects this Tiferes Lemoshe and the Raya from Sefer Yonah as not being a strong enough basis to allow, especially by Dina Nefashos, no less, the use of a goral to determine who should live, who should die. How about a perhaps less severe shaila? This Rav Vaji quotes from Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvas Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo in Or HaChaim Siman Samach Beis. Shlomo Kluger was asked. Apparently the custom was, back at a time when only one Avel recited a Kaddish Yosem at a time, unlike today when the minhag is that everyone says it together. But, you know, the original minhag was that one person said a Kaddish at a time and that was it. And what happens if there was more than one person and not as many Kaddishim as needed to go around? So apparently the practice in some places was that they would use a girl to determine who is the one who has the right to recite the Kaddish. So Shlomo Kluger was asked, how do we have this minog to use a goral to determine who can say the Kaddish? After all, as we mentioned, Yeradeh Kufayin Tes, Ein Sholin Begoralos. So if Kluger writes as follows, he says, when we speak of Ein Sholin Begoralos, that means Al Lehaba. You can't use a goral to determine what will be. For example, will the patient survive? Will you find a particular aveda that you lost? You're not supposed to, because of tamim tiyam Hashem lekecha, use a goral to determine what will happen. But, Rabbi Kluger argues, if you're simply using the goral, I'll read his words, leida im shayach lezeh o lezeh. Who has the right to the Kaddish? I'm not looking to figure out what's going to happen in the future. I don't know. Who has the right to the Kaddish? I got two guys and one Kaddish. Who has the right to the Kaddish? Zevare Mutari says, that's not Tamim Tia. And he brings a raya that was mentioned by one of our young chaverim here in shul yesterday after Ma'ariv. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoda, they had many Kohanim, and how do they choose who has the right to do a particular Avoda? So, a pious, a form of random selection of who would do the Avoda. So Shlomo Kluger cites that as a raya. He says, Shabbat Beis HaMikdash, Hayim Mefaisin, Mishochet B'chulei. They'd use the pious to determine who has the right to the Shechita. So he says, aha, you see very clearly that you can at times use a random sort of selection to figure out who does it belong to. The issue of Tamim Tiyah is you can't figure out what's going to happen in the future. But who has the rights to something? That says of Kluger you could do based on a goro. And he cites again the goro of Chalukas Arts as well. Also as who has the right to this chelak in Eretz Yisrael and who does not. Also permissible to use a goro for that purpose. So that's what Shlomo Kluger's psak with regard to determining who was assigned a particular kaddish on the basis of a goral. You're not using the goral to figure out what's going to happen. You're just, who is the shaykh to? Who has the rights to it? Chalukas Haaretz, giving out an avod in the mikdash, giving out a kaddish, that he says you could do through a goral. We made reference yesterday to the well-known, often spoken about, goral hagra. And we made a brief reference to a citation of the Birkei Yosef. And this is also referenced by the Chida in his Tshuvos. Birkei Yosef written by the Chida, but in his Tshuvos as well, he refers to it again, perhaps in greater detail, in Chaim Shal, Chelek Bey, Simon Lam and Ches. The Chida writes again, I have written Mishem Gedolim, he says, that it's Mutter Liftoach B'Torah, Liros HaPasuk HaOla. You're allowed, says the Chida, to open the Torah and just see which pasuk at random is the one that you arrive at. And he says, Harod Salim Malach B'Torah, Beino Levein Atzma Mutter. If one is seeking a personal sort of decision, he's allowed to open a Torah and see what pasuk comes up. What's his raya? He says, we find in the Gemara many places that they would, Amoraim would sometimes turn to a child and say, Psokli Psukecha. What pasuk did you learn today in Cheder? And based on that, they would say, that's an indication of something or another. Says the Chida, the fact that you find in Chazal, Psokli Psukecha, turning to a Cheder, a Yingle, and saying, what did you learn today in Cheder? That's an asimin of some sort. That's a raya of some sort. So therefore, that's proof, says the Chida, that you can open the Torah and just to see what pasuk at random comes up to use as a sort of a decision-making factor. And the Chida writes, it says, V'hachi chazinan l'rabbanan k'shishoy, I've seen the older rabbanim, Sheposchim ha-sefer b'tsar lehem k'mo goro. So the Chida writing in the 1700s, early 1800s, so he was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. He says, I've seen the elder rabbanim, when they have a distressing decision to make, they open a sefer like a goro and see which pasuk comes up. right. Very good. They said that as well. Excellent. Yeah, they cite that as well. When you open the Torah and you read the Pasuk in Tochacha, right? Or Shalekam is divrei Torah Zos. They cite that also as another indication that, you see, you can use a Pasuk as a simon of sorts. Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel in his Sefer Tamim Tia, of course, one of the most widely respected Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael today. So his Sefer is cited in the Sefer I referenced yesterday, Sefer Hagon by Dov Eliach. So in Sefer Tamim Tia, he discusses this issue, the halachic validity, halachic validity of the Goral Hagra, and he cites the Gemara in Chulin along the same lines. The Gemara in Chulin, Sarihem Ebei, says, Tani B'Shem Elazar Omer, Bayis Tinok V'Isha, Afa Pi She'ein Nachash Yesh Simin. There's no Esther Nichush, but there is Simin, there's a validity to the Simin of Bayis Tinok V'Isha. And when looks in Shulchan Aruch, Yedei HaKufayin Tes, we find here that halach is quoted in Sif Dalid. Bayis Tinok V'Isha, Ava Pisha Einechosh Yesh Simin. The Ramadan adds, according to some Rishonim, if you find it's successful numerous times, Gimel Pa'amim. And the Ramadan adds, V'chein mutter lomar latinok psokli psukecha. One is allowed to tell to a child, Tell me what you learned today. What pasuk you came across today in yeshiva? And the Shachar writes on that line of the Ramah, you can tell a child psok the psukecha. Even la'asos maisa, says the Shach, v'lismoch alav le'asid al ha'pasuk mutter. Even to act on the basis of that pasuk that this child at random supplies you with, and to act in the future on that pasuk, based on that pasuk, says the Shach, is mutter. And he concludes with these three words, d'chashiv k'tsas nevuah. It's a fascinating line in the Shach. That turning to a child and saying, what pasuk did you come across today in yeshiva? And you can act even to determine a future course of action. You can do so on the basis of that pasuk. And this, says Yaakov Moshe Hillel, is a very strong basis for the validity of what we refer to as the Goral Hagra. I will just leave you with the following thought. Is there on this basis any validity to the practice that some have to open up a sefer of letters written by a deceased Gadol Batara, and to turn at random to a page and say, oh, that gives me a basis for making a decision as to how to conduct myself going forward? Can one make that jump or that leap from opening, be it a Tanakh, as Abaye Levine used, or be it a Chumash, as I was told by Rabbi Kessler, Rabbi David Cohen advises, to use what we call the Goral Hagra, based on Psok L'Psukecha, based on the Shach, based on the Gemar Chul, and the Ramah Kafayin test? Can one make that leap to say, well, so too I can take a sefer written by a deceased Gadol Batara and open up a sefer of letters and determine, oh, this is what I'm going to do based on what letter I turn to? Is such a leap of faith, if you will, necessarily logically follow this discussion? So I'll leave that for you to ponder as we proceed with Meir.